Hallelujah. Well, I said to my wife driving in this morning, I said, I have no idea what I'm going to say. So whatever I'm going to say, that's what I'm going to say. But I have no idea what I'm going to say. Hallelujah. Are you okay? A very significant leader in the nation rang me a few weeks back. And he said, I've got a young man in my church who wants to start a church. But he doesn't want to start the church under the banner of my church. He just wants to start a church on his own and his family. And I'm going to meet with him and I'm going to tell him and then just tell him to walk or go. And he said to me, he asked me a question. He said, what do you think? And I said to him, are you a leader or are you a father? I said, a leader will cut his head off and tell him to go. But a father will do a totally different thing. And he was very quiet on the other side of the phone. I think he was crying and he said to me, I've just been studying leadership in the last few days and weeks. And I've studied five different sources and resources on leadership. But the last one I studied was fathering. And he was very, very quiet. And he said, and I wonder why a lot of people talk about leadership, but very few talk about fathering. You can be a great leader and not a father. We shared some time ago in New Zealand, we've got some great, great leaders. But the country is very insecure because there are no fathers in the nation. Gone are the days of the Holyoaks and the Kirks and the Marshalls. And those were men that were not only leaders, but they were statesmen. They were fathers in the nation. Europe, Britain, the days of, what's a man with a cigar? Churchill. That's gone. But those men were not only leaders, they exude something of fathering that gave security to the nations. The Lincolns, the guy that cut down the apple tree, what was his name? Washington. And we've got leaders today, and they're skilled. But we hardly have fathers, and sometimes that comes also into the church. And sometimes we've got great leaders in the church, but there are no fathers. Hallelujah. Are you okay? One of the significant attributes of a father is the ability and the heart to handle rebellion. We don't like rebellion. When somebody rebels against us, we want to rearrange their face. We want to find them a place where they can go and get lost. But a father is a very, very different thing, because fathers, one of the things that marks them is the ability to be able to absorb rebellion and still love at the same time. A rebellion is the sin against government. A rebellion also is a sin against fatherhood. And how many of you here who have children know that every now and again, they are nice, righteous rebels? All right. And sometimes we don't want to bless them. We don't want, we want to do anything but bless them. And sometimes we want to smack them, and sometimes they deserve a smack. But the ability of a father to be able to handle a child that is rebellious is a mark of fathering that many times we ignore. Are you okay? One of the things about David, King David, the way that he handled the rebellion of different people. No wonder God said, I found David the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do what I tell him to do. And his son Absalom ultimately stood at the gates. We shared sometime last year. Was it last year? That the children are the heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is the reward. And happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall meet with the enemies at the gate. That the son of a man can go to the gate and defend his father and meet the enemy at the gate. Absalom went to the gate and shot his father. He went to the gate and rebelled and stood at this place of authority and tell the nation, if I was the king, if I was the judge, if I was the one, but I'm not, my father is, and rebellion. Absalom split the kingdom and his father ran away. And many people say, how can a man like that run away? Because he loved his son. And they brought the ark, and you know the story. He said to the men that were bringing the ark, take the ark back. If God's finished with me, no one can help me. But if God's not finished with me, no one can be against me. And when the battle was arranged, he said to the generals, he said, be gentle to my son. Be gentle to the man Absalom. Why? Because he's the king's son. You know the story. Joab killed him. And he cried. And he said, Absalom, Absalom. How I love you. I wish I could die in your place. See, that's the heart of a father. To be able to handle rebellious children. Sometimes we want them to do the right thing. And sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't. Many times we want to punish them, withhold our blessing as a father from them because they didn't do what we thought they should do. How do you handle that? You handle it the same way. They don't deserve your blessing, but you'll give it. You know why? Because you're a dad. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Why? Because the world, the Bible says, was going away from him. Rebel against him, against his law, against his holiness, against the person of who he was. God still loved. And I don't think we will ever fathom that. I think one of the things we're going to find in heaven, when we get to heaven, we're going to fall in love with him. Over and over. And over and over. And over and over, and over and over again. Hello? If God would regard iniquity, us, and the things that go on in our lives, who can stand? No one. That young man came home. And his father said, put shoes on his feet. Give him the covering of the house. Put a ring in his finger. This, my son, was lost and is found. He was dead, but now he's alive. Now, what kind of man do that? It's a father. And then his brother came home and said, "What's going down?" And he told his father, "This son of yours wrecked your wealth, threw it away, wrecked his inheritance, comes home. What is this?" Sometimes in churches that happens. People that go away from God come back to church and they meet the big brother at the door. And then they never come back. Thank God, the little brother met the father first. Are you okay? And then the old man came out and said, "This is your brother." "No, he's your son." "No, this is your brother. He's come home. Shall we not make merry that he's alive?" See, the one that left rebelled, the one that stayed home rebelled. But it was still accepted. There are two things that I look for in a lot of people when I'm trying to find out if they are father. First, their ability to father another person's children. You know, sometimes we still have our own. But another one, we can handle sometimes the cheekiness and the rebellions of our own children, but we can't handle the others. It's how you are able to father somebody else's children and how you are able to handle rebellion. Young lady, beautiful, beautiful young lady, had a son. The boy's name's Dave. And she fell in love with a pastor's son, solo parent. And he fell in love with her. But they didn't like her. Why? Because she had the stigma. She's a single parent, a solo mother. We sat at the food court at warehouse with a young man and his girlfriend, beautiful young girl. I said, "Young man, God is going to give you something you've never thought about. See, God is father to the fatherless. And you are now going to stand in the place of God to be a father to Dave, whose father has gone. Now, from the eyes of the world, that could be a stigma to you, but to God, you're going to take his place." I spoke to his parents, wanted to rearrange his father's face, but I spoke to his parents. And in the end, they consented and they got married. Jesus said, "If you then being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father in heaven give you the Holy Spirit, his promises and his goodness?" Because that's the kind of father that he is. Are you okay? Guess what? We live in a society where we have millions of opportunities to practice being God to the fatherless. To practice being a father to the rebellious. To practice being a father to others' children. To be a father to the fatherless. And to show the kindness of God to those that need our love. Are you okay? Hallelujah. God bless you. Happy Father's Day. I've finished.